I didn't have any.
Everybody wants to invest in cryptocurrencies, but it's not that easy to get started. That's why Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, created My Digital Money. It's an easy-to-use, self-trading crypto IRA platform with concierge-level customer service. And it's one of the few U.S.-based cryptocurrency companies that will answer your phone call and help you get started. And because your comfort and security is their top priority, they offer an unparalleled military-grade security for your coins, trigger order to help you secure opportunities for gains or limit losses without having to watch your account 24/7, a play money account so you can test the market without risking your money. With the recent pullback of most of the major cryptocurrencies, this might be the best time to get into this exciting technology-based investment. And when it comes to your money, you deserve a team of dedicated professionals that have your back, speak to you honestly, and treat you like a human being, not just a number. Check them out at MyDigitalMoney.com.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. About 8 years ago, my wife and I needed new window coverings. We really wanted custom blinds, but they were more than we could afford. So we went to a big box retailer and bought their off-the-shelf stock-size blinds. They fit poorly, and we weren't happy. Not long after, I had a light bulb moment. And after a year of research, I launched a website to sell custom blinds online. I partnered with a manufacturer to make custom blinds and deliver them directly to our customers at prices equal to or even below stock size blinds. Blindster is now one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the country. Almost everything we sell is backed by my 60-day satisfaction guarantee and personal fitter-free guarantee. If your blinds don't fit, I'll remake them free of charge. You just pay shipping. And visit us today and check out our new no-tools cellular shades. Custom shades installed without any tools. What could be easier?
Visit Blindster today and save 45% off any order. Just use the code Clay and Buck at checkout. Blindster.com.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way. Knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum could be more, never less. Then Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Nevada Open Enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance or visit PROWE.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Debate is continuing among Democrats on an energy provision in the Build Back Better bill. Bob Agnew reports.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says he's in talks with Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer. He refused to give details of their latest discussion, but told reporters they spoke about what he called a little bit of everything. Manchin has raised concerns about a methane emissions fee in the massive tax and spend bill. His opposition could derail Schumer's plan to pass Build Back Better before Christmas. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, an experimental COVID-19 drug that could soon become the first U.S.-authorized pill to treat the coronavirus is facing one final hurdle today. A panel of government experts will scrutinize data on the medication from drug maker Merck. Merck Vice President Dr. Daria Hazuda.
Molnupiravir treatment led to a more rapid decline in infectious virus. No infectious virus was recovered from molnupiravir-treated samples, molnupiravir-treated subjects. At the end of treatment on day 5, decreasing the likelihood that any such variants would be transmitted.
That drug, molnupiravir, is already authorized for emergency use in the UK. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he hopes the Supreme Court will rule in support of a Mississippi law that bans abortions after 15 weeks or overturns Roe versus Wade altogether.
I came here today to speak about right and wrong, to say life is a human right, and urge the Supreme Court of the United States to choose life.
The case being argued Wednesday comes from Mississippi, where a 2018 law would ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The Supreme Court has never allowed states to ban abortion before the point at roughly 24 weeks. Stocks remain sharply lower on Wall Street. All three major indexes now over 1.5%. More at townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, were you able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think. So it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04 at this. It's your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Kim Dallas. State and local health officials are stepping up efforts to detect the Omicron variant, the latest COVID-19 strain that could be more dangerous than the current Delta variant. The World Health Organization has classified Omicron, first detected in South Africa, as a variant of interest. The U.S. and other countries have now banned travel from countries in southern Africa where the variant is rapidly spreading. Health officials say it's still too early to know how the variant will react when it comes to actual infections. A state trooper has died from complications of COVID-19. Cliff Fontaine had been with the Nevada Highway Patrol, now called the Nevada State Police, for 16 years. State police officials say the 54-year-old died Saturday due to COVID-19-related pneumonia. A UNLV student's death after a charity boxing match has now been ruled a homicide. The Clark County Coroner's Office says Nathan Valencia died last week due to blunt force head trauma. The 20-year-old was taking part in a charity boxing match sponsored by his college fraternity, Kappa Sigma, to raise money for troubled kids. His family is being represented by Richard Harris's law firm.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Watch for a crash on the freeway off-ramp. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Symphony downtown. Crews are on scene, but it is causing some backups there onto the off-ramp. Also do expect some backups as you head into the downtown area on US 95. That's eastbound at Southern Rancho.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Tuesday, November 30th. Last chance for November. We are moving on to December, and that means, of course, the holidays. Good to have you with us. Great to be back. And again, want to thank Pat Casal for filling in for a couple of days last week as I took a week's vacation, and I don't think I've done that in a while. Always good to have Megan Barthon. She is from ReaganBabe.com and TheNevadaGlobe.com, and she joins us. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great, Kevin. How was yours?
Mine was wonderful. I traveled a little bit. I got to stay home a little bit. And were you in the northern or southern Nevada?
I was in southern.
Oh, okay. And the weather was great down here, and it was perfect.
It was perfect. No complaints at all.
Did you cook, by the way?
This year I did not.
Oh.
No, I did not.
Good for
Maybe
you.
Maybe next year. Yeah, I did the cleanup. That's my job.
Well, so I leave town for a week and thinking that by the time I get back, a lot of stuff will end up kind of squared away. And I got back and I started looking around to see what was going on with Jesus Jara and the Clark County School District. And the fact is, nothing has changed. Where are we? I know that you folks at the Globe have done a really great job in covering this story. Tell me where we are.
Well, we're basically where we were months ago when the Globe launched in October. And we're still at a literacy rate of 4% amongst black students, about 11% amongst Hispanic students, and that is in relation to math and English. And yet we still have the drama that keeps unfolding at these meetings, whereby now Jesus Jara was reinstated or invited to be repositioned or recommissioned as the superintendent, but he has come out publicly and says he doesn't know if he's going to go back. So there's a $2.6 million settlement that looms over the board's head. That is what Jara's attorneys are demanding should he be forced to walk away December 1st, which is right around the corner. That's the end of his term in accordance with the first no-confidence vote where they terminated Jara's position, or at least Jara himself. He's supposed to basically exit the building on December 1st, and upon his exit, he wants $2.6 million. His contract is through May, so by the other vote, which was just taken, I think, a week or two ago, they basically said, you know what, we made a mistake the first time. We'd actually like you to keep your position. Perhaps they didn't want to pay out $2.6 million to fulfill his contract as well as his claims of harassment and defamation, et cetera. He's basically just said, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to come back. And who could really blame him, quite frankly, because watching this education board is like watching an episode of The Desperate Housewives of you name it. It's basically The Desperate Housewives of Clark County. There's so much bickering. There's so much drama. There's so much sophomoric behavior. And what gets lost in all this drama are the student test scores and the fact that we are producing illiterate children, which does not provide for a strong Nevada economy, let alone a strong national economy. You hear a lot of gubernatorial candidates and also Steve Sisolak's rhetoric of saying how education is very important to them. And a couple of the candidates specifically have said that, you know, you need to have a good foundational education system for people to want to relocate here, whether that would be workers for companies or companies themselves. You aren't going to have parents relocate to Nevada with XYZ company if our school systems absolutely stink, especially with these literacy rates. I mean, on average, I mean, if you are not of a minority community, if you are a white Anglo-Saxon or what have you, You still are only producing kids at about a 23 to 30% rate of literacy in math or English. So Nevada continues to be at the very bottom of the rung nationally in education scores. I think we are about 48, if I'm not mistaken, in the nation. Just a short, maybe 5-7 years ago, we were 35th, which wasn't anything to brag about. But 48 certainly isn't. And this is after we have literally nearly doubled the education budget in Clark County. We used to have a budget of about $2 billion when we were 35th, and now we have a budget close to $4 billion in Clark County alone, and we're still 48th in the nation, and we keep dropping. Thank God we don't have 57 states like Barack Obama said, because then we would have even more room to fall.
Oh, my God. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com and the NevadaGlobe.com. Let me just ask you, though, what do you think will happen? Will we go back to the original contract that would be up in May? Do we end up with this settlement deal? Do we end up with the no confidence vote that the board passed? Gosh, a month ago, whatever it was. Where do you think we're going to end up?
You know, I don't have a crystal ball. I really don't know. Like I said, if I was Jara, I would basically tell them to go pound sand. I wouldn't want to work with these people. Not as a witness. I mean, I'm not a parent. I just sit there as a member of the press in the audience, and it's very hard for me to bite my tongue, as you know. But I certainly wouldn't want to be working alongside these negative nabobs nattering nabobs of negativity, because that's exactly what they are. And I'm sorry if anyone's listening that sits on the board, but I'm generalizing. But it really is painful to watch. And I can't imagine being a parent having to deal with any child in this absolutely abhorrent system. They better get their act together, because these are elected positions. And they also went through redistricting, much like the state did. The redistricting will affect some of the districts that your child may go to, so that's something to keep in mind. And then look at exactly, you know, I would recommend that parents take, you know, and here's another thing, Kevin, and I do believe this is purposeful. These meetings are about once or twice a month on average. They start at 5 o'clock, so pretty much like after the work day, but parents will probably have to walk in late, right, if they work the typical 9 to 5. They will go sometimes until 1 or 2 in the morning. I mean, who has time to sit there for 7 hours and take time away from your family? No parent has that type of time, nor do I even have the patience to. And so it is a complete, unfortunately, it ends up being a complete waste of time. But if you start electing the right people to bring in some order in a completely disorganized, unorderly board, that would be the first step in bringing change that you wish to see in your child's education.
So how do we fix it? Is it just a matter of putting different people on the board, or is it the system that's broken?
Well, I'm not really. I think, you know, some people say, well, these people should be appointed politically, and some people say, well, they should be elected. You know, I don't necessarily have a dog in the fight. I don't necessarily know what the benefits would be of having political appointees. I don't really think that's a good idea. I think that the school board should be representative of the public, of the parents. And so if we can get more parents involved in the process, then I think we'll have more ownership of the process. That's how everything works, right? When you are more involved in something, when you have stake in the game, right, then you have more of an ability to manage the game, coach the game, and win the game. And right now, we are losing continually over the last many years. And so the only change that I can see that perhaps will fix the inherent problems in the district is to get more parents involved in running for school board, attending school board meetings. And if you can't attend the meetings, you can submit comments online. you know, you can start holding these elected politicians accountable. You know, all politics is local. Well, guess what? Your elected school board is a political position because it's an elected position, and so you need to start holding these people accountable or throwing them out of office.
But if you get more parents involved, these 8 to 10-hour meetings will become 13 to 15-hour meetings. Won't that be detrimental?
That's not how it works. No, they only take so much time for public comment.
Okay.
Sometimes the public comments are an hour, sometimes they're 2 hours. But, you know, most of the time that's wasted is over the bickering, you know, and dragging all of these things out. You know, if you can't accomplish anything within a few hours, you're doing something wrong. And if you have 2 hours of public comments, then you're obviously doing something wrong.
More coming up with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and the all-new NevadaGlobe.com, TheNevadaGlobe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions?
Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. It's not nice, but I told you so. In February, I was saying that abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a cornerstone of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy, and that the Biden administration attack on the oil and gas industry would inevitably result in bringing that economic boom to a screeching halt. Reduced supply of anything always results in higher prices, but higher energy costs move through the economy like a tidal wave, causing price increases in everything, beginning with the price of gasoline for your car and gradually affecting even the price of groceries. Tractors burn fuel to raise crops. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Megan Barth alongside from ReaganBabe.com, the NevadaGlobe.com. You mentioned redistricting. I know we've taken a couple of weeks to kind of examine what is in the redistricting bills that was essentially passed by the legislature and signed into law by the governor. And do we know any more this week or after a couple of weeks as to who's being hurt by this thing?
Well, yeah, Republicans are being hurt by this thing, and that was all by design. When we look at the average reduction as far as or how the districts were impacted, Republican districts were hit the worst, meaning that the Democrats basically jerry-rigged the whole entire process in order to give them a good chance at a supermajority, increasing, for example, swing districts that used to be maybe a 3-4% difference in swing are now at a 10+% difference for swing. And even in a red wave year, a 10% hill is certainly hard to achieve or overcome. If you go to the NevadaGlobe.com, at the top of the highlight reel, what you'll see is that there's the first lawsuit has been filed over the Democratic redistricting plan, which is known as SB1, by Assemblyman Gregory Hafen, who's a Republican out of Pahrump, as well as a constituent of his. And they're claiming extreme partisan gerrymandering. But, you know, Kevin, as I was reporting from the Assembly during this 33rd special session, one thing was clear is that everyone hated the map. And literally, I mean, that was reported by Sebelius of the Review Journal, who certainly isn't a Republican. It was being reported by progressive, otherwise known as socialist organizations, up and down the state. They hated the map. And we even had a Democrat cross party lines and vote with Republicans. I believe it was Edgar Flores, a Democrat out of Las Vegas, assemblyman, voted with Republicans against these maps. From his perspective, and a very clear perspective at that, as well as the progressive group, you know, this redistricting hurt the Hispanics the most by basically reducing Hispanic majority districts down into Hispanic minority districts, and then increasing populations here and there. But this is all designed, again, as the bottom line is that Democrats know that there is a red wave coming, specifically after the elections of Virginia and New Jersey. And then, of course, with the national polling of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's administration, and it's in the dumpster. And so we're expecting a red wave. And so Democrats worked with some unknown consultant agency. They will not tell us who. I don't know why that's so secret. Of basically just using algorithms to redistrict themselves into a supermajority. And then once they have a supermajority, you know what's going to happen next. They are going to try to push through every tax and spend policy without any sort of resistance, as they tried to even illegally in the last legislative session, which was struck down by the Supreme Court, the increase or the continuance of DMV fees and other taxes on business. That was found to be unconstitutional because they didn't have the two-thirds majority in accordance with our Constitution in order to implement taxes. So they want the two-thirds majority, they want the supermajority, because they want to tax you into poverty. That is what Democrats do. We don't need to, we don't need to look any further than California, okay, to realize, or D.C., to realize that there's never enough money for Democrats to spend, and the money that they raise for the children, or the money that they raise for the roads, or whatever, you know, happy crap that they're selling, you know, this week, never reaches the children, never reaches the roads. It always lines.